Karen and his family, which is Adam Kamen, and they picked up Connor on the way from Curlew, Washington, and then Roger, Joanne are also from Curlew. Joel and Betsy are from Idaho, and Doug and Christy from Montana, Bree and Jesse from Kansas. So we have kind of a sporadic group, I guess you could say. So we're going to cover the Holy Spirit throughout the weekend, and I guess my thing or my challenge for everybody would be to try to see what God is trying to do with you this weekend. There is not by fault that you're sitting here. God has you designed to be here in eternity past. He knew you were going to be here, and there's something for you to pick up and to learn, to be able to change your life, to be able to change somebody's life around you. And the challenge this weekend is going to be to pick up on what God is trying to show you, what God is trying to teach you, and be able to take something from this weekend and make a difference for God's kingdom. So, as always, when you sit in church or do anything, you know, that should be a goal, is to pick something up. So just, I know the fellowship and the food and all just the hanging out and rekindling relationships with people is good, but it's a time truly to use this weekend for the value of eternity, to see what we can do with it. So let's open up with a word of prayer. And now's the time you can just come before the throne. If there's anything that is standing in the way of you and our holy God, as that song just said, now's the time to confess those sins, to bring anything before Him, to just make your way right with Him. So when we sit here for the next few minutes, the Holy Spirit can do its job and work on you and teach you and edify you and build things up in your soul. So take a moment of silent prayer and we'll go. Father, we just thank you for providing, like you always do, for this weekend. It's something we look forward to, that we're able to just see each other from all over this nation, where we can come together and just spend time with one another, laugh with one another, learn with one another, encourage one another, and just build one another up. You know what each one of us need out of this weekend. You know what we need to hear, what we need to take and run with, to be able to be affected by it. I just pray that you can allow us to have discernment this weekend and just try to focus on you and really challenge ourselves to pick up on what you're trying to tell us. There's so many distractions, there's so many burdens and issues and things that we all deal with on a day-to-day basis that so often you just get pushed aside. So I pray that as we're here this weekend, that you can allow us just to put those distractions away. Just whatever it is that's bothering us or things that are just trying to pull us away, like the enemy in that song has just said it's cold and ruthless, and that's what he is. Ruthless, and he'll undercut us and come at us any way that he can seem possible, just to get our focus off of you and what we're really truly here to do this weekend. So we just pray that you can allow the Holy Spirit just to do his job in us this week, and just again, show us what you've got. We just want to pray for the little ones this weekend, too. There's going to be so many things that they're going to be able to continue to build on their foundation of who you are. It's very valuable to see little ones who have a good foundation and can continue to build on that. So we just pray for them. We pray for the teachers this weekend, with the kids, that they are able to just hold their attention. They are able to teach them and know that they're doing good. And we just want to cover this weekend with the teachers that are going to be up here, too, that you can just give them the insight and the things to say, that it's your words, not theirs. We don't need opinions this weekend. We need truth. We need facts. We need the words that you speak to be told to us, to help guide us and teach us and show us what we need to be doing in this crazy world. So I just pray that you can just shut our minds off here this weekend and just focus on you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so the verse for this weekend is John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. And I have a feeling that it's going to, as it always does in conferences, it's going to get taken a lot of different directions. and which is good. So if you just want to turn to John chapter 14, I'll just read it, and that'll at least give us the background of what we're going to be at in this weekend. And if you're new to conferences and never been to one, basically what we do is I don't talk to Roger, I don't talk to Doug, I didn't talk to Adam, I don't talk to Joel about what direction they're going in. The Holy Spirit allows each one of us to get up here and talk and tell and teach and whatever it is that He has laid on our heart and our soul to be able to convey out. So I'm sure it'll go many different directions, but I'm sure it will wrap up and all tie together very well, and that just shows you the realness of who God is, that He can make things like that happen. So John chapter 14, 16 through 17 is, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you, and He will be in you. So, my angle of it, of what I'm looking at, is, number one, do we see the value of the Holy Spirit? It's something that if I look at, and you pull out as a helper, is the Holy Spirit is a helper to decipher what is true in our lives. That's John 14, 16 through 17, like we just read. A helper that teaches. That's John 14, 26. It's a helper that calls to remembrance the words of Jesus. That's also John 14, 26. And a helper that will testify on behalf of Jesus is John 15, 26. It's a helper that will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that's John 16, 7. It's a helper that brings us peace, hope, proven character, which is genuineness, and perseverance. And we're going to come back to that one, and that's Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. So, when I read this, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at this weekend for me, is we can look through and see that value for all of eternity. It says the Holy Spirit's with us forever. We got it for all of eternity. And you look at, it helps us decipher what is true. It teaches us. The Holy Spirit, He brings us remembrance of the words that Jesus speaks. So when we need to encourage, when we need to comfort somebody, when we need to help build somebody up, we have those words of Jesus that are brought to our minds. And every one of us that have spoken to somebody about Jesus, we know that that happens, because you say things and you don't even know where they came from, and they reflect Jesus. So, I mean, we know that it's true. We can testify on behalf of Jesus. The Holy Spirit allows us to look at sin, convict sin in our own life. Not just pick sin out in everybody else's life, but convict that sin that's in our own life. So if we look through there and we see the value in these things, I have an issue with them, though. There's a problem that I think we need to examine, and that's that the world does not know Him. That the world has, we see value in this. Why do we not want the world to have that same value, or see that same value, or have that same value available to them? As soon as we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we know we're dwelt with the Holy Spirit, and we have these things. But to all those people that do not know who Jesus is, they don't have that. They don't have that hope to be able to have all of those helpers that we just spoke of. Right? So why doesn't the world know Him? And that's the brochures that are in the back for this conference. And a few things I'm just going to pick out of the thing, if you didn't read it or if you did, is why doesn't the world know Him? It's probably, if we want to really be real and be hard on ourselves, it's probably our fault. Because what type of reflection are we being to those people that don't know who Jesus is? Do I fight for those who are deceived? Do I weep for those who are lost? Do I go to battle for those that are lost? Is my heart even in the fight? Do I see value and worth in what I'm fighting for? And if we don't, how are those people supposed to know? We have it. We have the answers. We have the comfort, the joy, the hope, the peace. We have all that. We just choose not to use it, but at least we have it. Those people don't. They don't. We laugh and we wonder why this world is so screwed up and things are so screwed up in our nation and everywhere else. And it's the answer's right here. But God has us to be able to play a part in that. And that's something that we're too comfortable sitting on our butts not out doing, unfortunately. So do I see the souls of people as Jesus does? That's a question that I need to have with myself. Do I look at people on the street, in my home? It might be in my home. There's people that don't know who Jesus is. It might be in your own home. Your family, your schools, your jobs. Jesus gave sight to the blind and raised the dead. But we can open the eyes of the soul. We can do that. We have that power. We have the power to be able to tell people to enlighten their soul and turn their souls on to be able to see who Jesus is. So, questions. I'm filling tonight more so rhetorical questions on things. Will I battle alongside Jesus for the state of the souls of those around me who do not know who He is? Will I battle alongside Jesus for the state of the souls of those around me who do not know who He is? Is my heart in the fight? It is time we view those who are lost or who have slipped away as POWs. That's something we talk to our basic kids about. Prisoner of war. POWs, it's real. Is that how we view the souls that are lost? Because that's what they are. That cold and ruthless enemy. I think Eric's throwing up a POW flag. Our cold and ruthless enemy is holding our brothers and sisters, the people that Jesus Christ died on that cross for, shed His blood for, are POWs. Do I see them as that? Do I view them as that? Am I willing to go there for them? Or am I too comfortable in my own life to allow them to suffer and waste away? Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 through 38. Seeing the people, Jesus felt compassion for them because they were distressed, dispirited, like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into His harvest." So seeing, some people's Bible might say seeing the people or the crowds, but it's the common folk. That's what it is. Seeing the common folk, you and I, all the people around, the common folk are the people that are the POWs. The people that we need to go get. If the harvest is plentiful but the workers are few, that means that many people are ready to give their lives to Jesus. They're ready. They're willing. They just need somebody to show them how. That's us. That's what we're to do. So that's what my hope on this weekend is that when Roger's up here, Doug's up here, Joel's up here, Adam's up here, that they're giving us information to be able to strengthen ourselves so we have that confidence in ourselves so we can go out and we can get those POWs. That's what we're here for. What are we to gain? What are we going to pick up? It's time to slow down and see and hear things like God does. Our lives are busy. Our lives are fast. It's hectic. It's tough. There's always situations and always something else going on. Why are these places not full? All over the country, there's empty pews everywhere. It's because our life is a hustle bustle. It's fast. It's crazy. It's not our priority. When we get done, Eric's going to play a song that Adam showed me. He don't remember showing me, but it come from Adam. That there's a song, there's a thing about crickets. that a cricket to you and I is annoying almost. Yeah, they're cool. They're outside. You can hear them, but sometimes they get too annoying because they just don't shut up. It's just on and on and on and on and on. And this in this video, they slow down the sound of a cricket to, I mean, pretend to tell you how slow it is, but it's unreal slow. And it sounds like music. So my thing to that is, are we so fast-paced in our life that we don't hear and see things like God designed it to be? I look at it and I hear that cricket and it's annoying to me because it's in my basement or it's in my shop or it's wherever causing problems and it just needs to get away. But that's my life. Is my life so crazy I just push everything aside just to get on and get just keep moving and not worry about things? So where do I start? It's to be obedient to what God has called me to do. Each one of us are called to do something. Roger said one time, all you got to do is show up. It's one of the very first things I remember Roger, when I ever talked to Roger, what he said is, all you got to do is show up. That's it. Here I am, send me, is Isaiah 6:8. That's it. It doesn't have to be some big production. It doesn't have to be meaning you're standing in a position like this. It doesn't mean that you have to have some holy job compared to everybody else. It's just show up. The common folk. How are we going to affect the common folk? It's to show up at our job. Show up in our home. Show up when we're in public. So it's time for us to be on the offensive and get our POWs back. We're good at playing defense, and it's okay. We can protect what we have. We can stand up for what we know is right when we're pushed against. But I think it's time that this nation, the Christians or so-called followers of Jesus in this nation, need to be on the offensive. Time is short. Whether that means Jesus is coming back or day by day we're just getting older, one of the two. It don't matter. Time is short. So it's time for us to be on that offensive. I have the United States Army Ranger Handbook at home. It's just kind of fun to look at every once in a while, some things in there. But there is, they talk of going on the offense as moving forward, full knowing the consequences of the possibilities, good or bad, that lie ahead. That's their definition of being on the offensive. Moving forward, full knowing the consequences of the possibilities, good or bad, that lie ahead. Are you willing to risk your normalcy? Are you willing to risk your livelihood? Are you willing to risk your relationships for people? Some of them people you won't even know. But are you willing to do that? Another thing the book talks about is they call it violence of action. And don't fall aside on it, but it's a term, violence of action. It's overwhelming the enemy with firepower and maneuver is violence of action. So relate that to us in getting our POWs. Prayer is our firepower. The Holy Spirit that we're going to learn this weekend is our firepower. Maneuver around my feelings and my self-preservations. And go get that person. So how do I fight for those who are deceived? In this book, this handbook, they also talk about the be, the know, and the do. I need to be proficient, courageous, and committed. I need to know the strength in my character, which is Romans 1 or 5, 1 through 5. I need to know the strength of my knowledge and my skill. Do I know the strength that the Holy Spirit is in me? See, I focus, I'll just say me because it's me anyway. I focus so many times on me having to do things. I have to do things. I can accomplish this. It was my problem, so I'll fix it. And the Holy Spirit just takes the back seat. But that's what we need to get better at, getting them back up in that front driver's seat. We're not meant to do this alone. Jesus is point blank clear. We ain't meant to do it alone. We will never be able to effectively and correctly go get those POWs without the Holy Spirit, without relying on Him to do it. Because by us relying on Him to do it, it puts us aside and says, it ain't all about me. I'm willing to let you do the work, so I can't glorify myself then. It brings glory to you, not to me. I need to make sound decisions. By making them sound decisions, I need to consider the long and short term effects of them. I need to take responsibility, exercise initiative, take advantage of opportunities, and take corrective actions for my mistakes. So the one final question I have is, am I content in my life? Am I content knowing that so many around me are lost and deceived? You may say, yes, I am content with my life. I have a good life. I'm healthy. I got a good family. I've got a good job. I'm content. Welcome to America. The American dream is the most ugly thing that there is, because it makes us being content focused on what we need and what we want. And it puts everybody beside, because it turns into a competition of me being better than you. So as we go through this weekend, there's one thing that I would ask you to do. Each one of you think of one person this weekend that you're going to label with that POW emblem, that you're going to go after. Think of one person and go for it. It's hard for us. It's not hard for us, maybe. It's arrogant of us, maybe, to say that we love somebody, to say that we care for somebody, to say that we would do anything for somebody, yet we're not willing to tell them of eternity spent with Jesus. Why are we okay with that? Why are we okay looking someone in the eyes and saying, I love you, yet I'm too scared to tell you about who Jesus is because of the way you might think of me? That's the hurdle that we need to get over. So when we sit here this weekend, I challenge one person to come to your mind. Cool part about it is the Holy Spirit will bring that person to your mind. You will be then able to take that person and go do something with them. Don't you owe it to them? Don't you want them to see the value in the Holy Spirit and a relationship with Jesus that you have? Don't you want them to have that same thing? You want to play that song? So this is, again, it's time to slow down. And you'll hear the crickets, but pay attention to the background noise. I don't know, it's pretty cool. So anyway, go for it. All right. Fun facts, is these off the Snapple caps? Really? All right. It's crickets. It's something that's so, that's just what's crazy about God. That it's just, when it talks about that song you were singing about the universe, that I mean, it's so many little things of the details. I mean, if that's what God hears, He don't hear the chirp chirp, but He hears that. How cool is that? Someday we'll get to hear that too. All right, so we will, hopefully with this weekend, we will put our hearts in the fight. That is the goal, to put our heart in the fight. There's somebody we can all think of and all somebody that we all know that we need to go get, and God has placed you in that person's life to go get them. So we'll wrap up. Father, we just thank you for just giving us a job to do. We just you created us to be able to do things, to be able to accomplish your work, to be able to make heaven more crowded is our goal. So we just thank you for your words tonight. We look forward to this weekend and what the Holy Spirit, what you have to offer us. We're excited to just recharge our souls, just to build a bonfire in us that is unquenchable. We just thank you for bringing everybody out tonight. We just pray for traveling mercies on the way home and this weekend as it's cold out and we all got kids and family and whatever else we're trying to get down the road to here. So we just pray that you just look out for everybody this weekend and just allow us to use this weekend to glorify you. Just do not let the enemy creep in and steal this weekend from us. In your son's name we pray. Amen.